This is Jay Sekulow. Is a war between Iran and Israel imminent?
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
Fox News is confirming that Israel's deputy foreign minister is now asking leading nations to give up their diplomatic efforts and to, quote, declare that the nuclear talks have failed. This comes amid a new report in the last 24 hours that Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is close to ordering a military strike against Iran's nuclear assets.
I think it's certainly significant that Deputy Foreign Minister Danny Aiello made the statement that that the West should acknowledge that diplomacy has failed. He is saying nothing more than the truth. Diplomacy, by the way, didn't fail yesterday. It failed about 10 years ago.
Look at Iran. Through the power of our diplomacy, a world that was once divided about how to deal with Iran's nuclear program now stands as one. The regime is more isolated than ever before. Its leaders are faced with crippling sanctions. And as long as they shirk their responsibilities, this pressure will not relent.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
Ultimately, the biggest challenge facing humanity is the link-up between radical extreme Islam and the weapons of mass destruction. And if you see that Ayatollah regime in Tehran get their finger on a nuclear trigger, how can anyone know what the world will be like the day after?
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We move from the domestic issue. And by the way, 190,000 of you signed on to that brief supporting that cross to be included in the museum at Ground Zero. That brief filed yesterday. We're thrilled with that. So thank you to you all. 190,000 strong, an incredible response, and we appreciate it. We are now turning our attention to the Middle East for a good reason. We have an office at the American Center for Law and Justice. We have an office in Jerusalem staffed by lawyers, government affairs experts. But as you heard in the opening of this broadcast, there is a tremendous amount of talk that Israel may well take preemptive action against Iran very, very soon. And Jordan, this talk is more than talk. There is a lot of discussion also going on in Washington about this as well.
Yeah, first it starts with Israel's Channel 10 News. Their military correspondent said on just last night that Israel's now closer than ever to a strike designed to thwart Iran's nuclear drive. He said that, again, folks, this has to be made clear, that we are closer than ever, and a decision and perhaps an attack, they think that this has been made and that they are going around setting up the meetings that would be key to putting together the coalition inside Israel's government to support the strike before Election Day, so before November 6th of this year, could be in the next couple of months. A lot of talk has changed in Israel in just the last week that we haven't talked about as much on the show, but the media there has been very interesting. There's been gas masks, people getting together goods in their homes because of the talk of a coming strike.
We're taking your calls at 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. How important do you think it is to stand with Israel? Should it be an issue during this election campaign? Again, phone lines open for you at 800-684-3110. Our concern, of course, is we think Israel's our most important ally in the Middle East. John Bolton, former ambassador to the United Nations, addressing the issue of the Obama administration's response. Very concerning. Here's number 15.
The spotlight clearly now on Netanyahu and the Israeli government, given that everyone believes the Obama administration's not going to use force against Iran's program.
Well, there you have it from John Bolton, and I hope we can get Ambassador Bolton on the broadcast this week. We'll work on that. We've had him on before, because time is really critical. Folks, we're taking your calls, and I want to know from you, how important do you think it is to stand with Israel right now? Should Israel take preemptive action when Iran calls Israel a cancerous tumor to be destroyed? Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. Now, we have a petition campaign going, which is already at 63,000 people, actually 63,728, standing with Israel and supporting Israel's ability to take preemptive action against a nuclear Iran. We want to get this to Israeli government officials. We want to get it to President Obama. But we need your help. We need you to sign on to this. You can go to aclj.org and sign on there, or just call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's aclj.org if you want to support Israel, or 1-877-989-2255. Stand with Israel now.
Israel is facing grave danger. Iran continues to upgrade its weapon systems, and there are now reports that Iran is moving even closer to the development of nuclear weapons. Iran already is ratcheting up the rhetoric. There are new threats from Iran's leaders calling on world forces to annihilate Israel. Iran has called Israel, quote, a cancer tumor that will definitely be cut off. Israel is facing grave danger, and President Obama must do more to stand with Israel to defend our greatest ally. Israel's defense minister says if Iran's sanctions don't work, military action must be considered to stop Iran. Stand with the ACLJ now and demand that President Obama stand with Israel, support Israel, and defend Israel if necessary. This is not the time for political posturing. It's time to show our unequivocal support for Israel. Send President Obama a message now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org. Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Sekulow provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Sekulow Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Sekulow tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Sekulow. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org.
Hey, welcome to the broadcast, everyone. We had Mark Regev on from the Prime Minister's office about a week ago talking about the situation in Iran, and that's what we're dealing with right now. Our phone lines are jammed, so if you want to call, right now the lines are jammed, but you can keep calling at 1-800-684-3110. Let me also say we've got a petition going to President Obama because there's serious concern. And you heard that in John Bolton's statement where there's serious concern as to whether the Obama administration will support Israel in a preemptive action against Iran. And right now we've heard from over 63,000 of you that are standing with Israel. I want to make sure the President of the United States gets this report on how many people are standing with Israel, but we're also going to send it to our friends in Israel through the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and let them know Americans from around the country are standing with Israel in this very difficult time. This is very serious, what's going on in Iran right now. If you want to support Israel, and I encourage you to do so, just go to aclj.org. You can sign the petition there, or you can call us. And folks, it's really important that we hear from you at 1-877-989-2255. If you want to support Israel, you know, it's very clear in the scriptures, I will bless those that bless thee, curse those that curse thee. We've got to make sure that we are in a position right now to make sure that Israel is supported. Your vote is really important. When I say vote, you're going to vote with your joining this committee, joining this petition. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. I've got Skip Ash, the senior counsel for the ACLJ, heads up our international, national security issues specifically, is actually going to Israel in a few weeks. We have an office in Jerusalem. Before I go to Skip, though, Jordan, what are you hearing out of Capitol Hill on this? Because I know there, before the breaks, there was a lot of discussion about this.
We've got strong support from Israel here, bipartisan support. This is not a partisan issue so much, especially in Congress. So when you're talking about members of Congress, both the House and the Senate, you don't see a partisanship issue. Now, the other thing that's been discussed here, Dad, very clearly, is that a hope from the Israelis that by really trying to, again, make it clear to the world, we're taking this seriously. We could act in the next couple of months. We could act before your election, which is November 6th of this year. And you've got to start taking this more seriously than just these sanctions, which are not stopping this regime. I mean, if it was stopping this regime, you would not have Iran's foreign minister, their top diplomat, saying to an Egyptian newspaper yesterday that Israel was a malignant cancerous tumor destined to be destroyed, and saying that they cannot, they're in no position to fight us. I mean, that was the Iranian foreign minister. They're being very bold. They say they're launching their own fighter jets come 2013. They're working in Syria there. I mean, it's a time where it's as if Iran's saying, well, you know, by 2013, we're going to have our own fighter jet systems, new weapons. and we're coming for you. But there's still this hope. I still believe in Israel that if we ratchet up the talk, that Iran will get a bit more freaked out about what could be coming.
All right, Skip, let's talk about the reality of the preemptive strike issue, because I want to play a soundbite first from Michael Oren. He's the Israeli ambassador to the United States. He's been on this broadcast before, talking about the time closing, and look what Israel has faced just in the last few months. Take a listen to number 22.
The window is closing. We're dealing with this Iranian regime, which, in addition to its pledges to destroy us, is actually backing up its words with deeds. They've carried out terrorist attacks against Israeli targets across five continents, 25 countries, including right here in Washington, D.C., an attempt to, along with assassinating the Saudi ambassador, to blow up the Israeli embassy here.
So you hear what's going on, folks. So now, Skip, the legal question. I know we've been working on this. Does Israel have a right under international law for preemptive action, surgical strike against Iran?
It certainly does. Article 51 of the United States of the UN Charter allows the inherent right of and recognizes the inherent right of collective self-defense or individual self-defense. We have to recognize, as the ambassador said, that the Iranians are already taking offensive military action against Israel. They're doing it through surrogates, very often with the Hezbollah and Hamas surrogates, and they're actually attacking Israelis around the world, and they are threatening the country of Israel itself. So we've got a situation where there's actual warfare going on. We also have the fact that the United Nations Charter forbids actual or threatened use of armed force by UN member states against any other state in Article 2, Point 4 of the UN Charter, and that's exactly what Iran is doing on a daily basis. Threatening the annihilation of Israel is against the Charter of the United Nations. The UN Security Council was created to stop that type of thing. So we already have a situation where actual ongoing hostilities are taking place. Because of that, Israel has the inherent right of self-defense. But even if you don't think that that reaches the threshold of war, there has always been the right of a preemptive attack. When you get to the point that the nation, the victimized nation, is right at the point that it must act or suffer a catastrophic, some type of catastrophic attack, it has the right to go first in self-defense. That's what happened in 1967. Remember,
right,
the Six-Day War, when Israel attacked and took out the Egyptian and the Syrian air forces on the ground just minutes before they were to take off to strike Israel itself. So Israel does have that right. It's controversial exactly when you reach the point where it's triggered, but the fact that there is a right to preemptive strike is clear in international law.
All right, so we know that Iran is getting very close to having a deployable nuclear weapon. You've got Iran's president, as Jordan said, calling Israel a cancerous tumor while calling for the complete eradication of the Israeli people. We've got a situation where, as the Ambassador Michael Oren said, there's been attacks on five continents, 25 countries, including the attempts in Washington, D.C., to kill Israelis and Israeli government officials. The Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, the Defense Minister Ehud Barak is saying if sanctions are not working, and they are not, military action is the option. And then you got John Bolton saying, well, this president's not going to do anything when it comes to military action. So we've got a very important task here for our members, and we're going to take your calls in just a moment. But folks, we've got to take some direct action. Now, we're over 63,000 signatures already on this petition that is going to the President of the United States demanding support for Israel. As Jordan said, we've got support in the House and Senate, but we don't have it in the White House. So we need to get the support in the White House, and we're also going to let Israeli officials know that we are going to stand with them, that the American people, despite what the president is saying, the American people understand the need for a preemptive action. You just heard Skip Ash, senior counsel for the ACLJ, former military officer, heads up our national security practice. We've got an office in Jerusalem, folks. We've already prepared the memos on preemptive attack. We understand what the legalities are. We've already outlined them. We're prepared. This is where you come in. You can join with us in supporting Israel here, and I really want you to do it. Go to ACLJ.org and sign that petition right now, ACLJ.org, or you can call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Let's take direct action. God's promises are clear. We've got to take direct action. ACLJ.org. Or 1-877-989-2255. I want Skip to stay with us. Jordan, let's get some phone calls.
Yep, Charles calling in from Georgia online too. Charles, welcome to JSEC Live.
Hello. Hi, Charles.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I was wondering,
how the election of Obama is affecting Israel's decision. Do you think if Obama is reelected that they will just go ahead and strike Iran? I don't think Obama will support Israel.
Well, you know, you bring up a really interesting point, and it's something actually Skip Ash and Jordan, me, we were all talking about just a few minutes ago during the break, and that is how does the elections play into this? Skip, let me get your sense. I mean, Israel's going to take preemptive action if necessary to defend its citizens, so that they're not going to necessarily say, well, you know, how does it affect the presidential elections? But there is not a lot of support coming out of this White House for Israel to take preemptive action.
That's exactly right. I think the calculus that Israel has to look at is it better to do it before the election or after the election? If they do it before the election, they're going to probably have the least interference by the administration here, which is not supportive of this, because they're in the middle of the election and Israel's very popular and people will see the need. The problem that the Israelis are worried about, I think, although they won't articulate this, and that is that if that were to happen before the election and the president were then to take action in support of Israel, that might actually re-elect President Obama. So it's 50% of one and a half dozen of the other, and I think the issue is they're going to hedge their bets and probably go before the election rather than after.
Jordan, which is, you're talking about it before the election, you're talking about just weeks ahead. Jordan, what are you hearing in Washington on that front?
Listen, I mean, I think this is what everybody, this is one of those issues, it's hanging out there during the presidential campaign that everybody is waiting for, maybe not talking about as much. So I think you will talk here, especially with the Republican National Convention starting next week. You're going to hear in those speeches each night, if you tune in Monday through Thursday, you're going to hear more about Israel, more about this. But it's a situation where develops so rapidly, different information every single day. Of course, an uptick in rhetoric from Iran. You've got the Israeli media now really telling the people of Israel to prepare for an attack before the elections in the United States, which again is in November 6th. So you've got all of this coming together, and I think it's one of those issues where the campaigns can't predict exactly, especially on Governor Romney's side. He's not in those meetings that President Obama's team would be. But again, it's one of those issues which it's hanging out there, and it could, I think, fundamentally alter also what happens in our own elections.
Well, folks, it's going to be critical, and this is where you come in. We'll be taking more of your calls when we come back from the break. But as we go to a break, I want you going to your phones. Israel is a cancerous tumor, according to Iran. It must be destroyed. We need to stand with Israel right now, and that's where you come in. You go to ACLJ.org, and you sign that petition online supporting Israel, or you call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or ACLJ.org. We've got to be very specific here. We've already looked at the legal issues, but it's time for action. 877-989-2255. Or ACLJ.org.
Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Sekulow provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Sekulow Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Sekulow tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Sekulow. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org. Israel is facing grave danger. Iran continues to upgrade its weapon systems, and there are now reports that Iran is moving even closer to the development of nuclear weapons. Iran already is ratcheting up the rhetoric. There are new threats from Iran's leaders calling on world forces to annihilate Israel. Iran has called Israel, quote, a cancer tumor that will definitely be cut off. Israel is facing grave danger, and President Obama must do more to stand with Israel to defend our greatest ally. Israel's defense minister says if Iran's sanctions don't work, military action must be considered to stop Iran. Stand with the ACLJ now and demand that President Obama stand with Israel, support Israel, and defend Israel if necessary. This is not the time for political posturing. It's time to show our unequivocal support for Israel. Send President Obama
Obama a message now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. Taking your calls at 800-684-3110. Let me play for you first a comment by Ambassador Bolton regarding his view on how the Obama White House is handling this. Take a listen to number 16.
Obama White House wants to do anything possible to put this entire matter off until sometime on November the 7th. It's too risky for them to see an Israeli attack. I think Israel, on the other hand, is going to make a decision based on hard calculations about its national interest, and I do think that means the attack could come at any time.
And kind of bolstering that was Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's own statements to Leon Panetta. This is a very strong statement. I want to play it in its entirety, number 17.
You yourself said a few months ago that when all else fails, America will act. But these declarations have also not yet convinced the Iranians to stop their program. However forceful our statements, they have not convinced Iran that we are serious about stopping them. Right now, the Iranian regime believes that the international community does not have the will to stop its nuclear program. This must change. And it must change quickly.
Skip, when you hear those two statements, both from Ambassador Bolton and also from Prime Minister Netanyahu, what is your sense militarily, you're a military expert, as to what's going to happen here?
My sense is that Israel is preparing seriously now to take action to at least thwart the efforts by Iran to come up with a deliverable nuclear weapon, because given their apocalyptic theology over there, this idea of ushering in the return of the Mahdi, they have to have some worldwide conflagration, and what better place to do that than against the so-called Zionist entity in Israel? And it seems to me that that message is coming across loud and clear to the leaders of Israel, and they've got to prepare to do something. And at some point, when they think there's an existential threat to Israel,
right,
they will act.
Yeah, and we've done a documentary on this at the ACLJ called The Export, and it was in detail with a lot of government experts. And I will tell you something, folks, this is serious stuff, and we've got to be aware of the reality of what we're facing and what the country is facing and how this plays out. Again, this is where you come in. We are over 67,000 of you supporting this effort. I want to get this up to 75,000 to support and back Israel. Go to aclj.org. You can sign that petition right there at aclj.org, or you can call us at 1-877-989-2255. Listen, I think it's clear. You know, the scripture says, I'll bless those that bless thee, curse those that curse thee. Listen to what the Iranians are calling Israel, a cancerous tumor that has to be removed. We, the American people, need to stand with our ally in the Middle East. You go to aclj.org or you call us right now at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or aclj.org, and we're going to go right back to the phones.
Andy calling in from Illinois on line one. Andy, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Andy.
Hello.
Yes, sir. You're on the air.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I just firmly believe that if we as a nation do not back Israel, God will remove his hand of blessing and protection on us. And it doesn't matter what decisions President Obama or Romney make in regards to the economy or anything else. We're in trouble if we do not back Israel.
Well, listen, I agree with you on this, and I agree. Well, I'll tell you what I agree with. I agree that we have not only do we have the spiritual obligation to back Israel, but in our own military interest and our own national security interest, we need to back Israel. Look what's going on in the Middle East, folks. I mean, the situation with Egypt being controlled by the Muslim Brotherhood, Syria under, you know, who knows who's going to end up running Syria? Probably the Muslim Brotherhood. You don't know who's behind it. Now they're saying that it's pretty clear that the insurgents, the rebels, are being backed now by the militias coming from Iran. And Skip and Jordan, and let me go to Jordan first here. We've been over there. The Iranian influence in the Middle East, people don't understand, is very deep.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when you look at the situation in Syria, you've got Iran propping up the Assad regime. Hezbollah was completely started by, funded, trained by Iran. So you've got them operating in Lebanon, also Syria. They've started to support Hamas in the Gaza Strip, even though there's a difference there between their Islamic faiths, Hamas being Sunni, the Iranian regime being Shia. You've got more support going into all of these countries where you've got uprisings that of governments they don't like. So in Egypt, the same situation. Whereas in Syria, They may be praising the Arab Spring in one place. In Syria, of course, they're on the side of the Assad regime. So they've got key allies all over the region taking their money, taking their training, and they're also in Latin America. They've worked with drug cartels in Mexico through Hezbollah. So they say, and as the Israeli ambassador to the United States talked about, they have terror cells here. People trying to blow up embassies here in Washington, D.C., where I am right now, the Israeli embassy, and assassinate the Saudi ambassador. That was just last year.
Skip, you're going over to our offices in Jerusalem soon for some conferences and meetings. What is your sense of what's going to take place on the ground? I mean, what would military action look like here?
Well, it's going to be intense, and it's going to be multifaceted. As soon as Israel takes action against the Iranians, they have to be prepared for an attack on their borders from both Lebanon and possibly Syria and from Hamas, because it's all coordinated. And as Jordan just said, these organizations take money and are being trained and are being equipped by the Iranians. So if the Israelis were to attack Iran to go after their nuclear facilities, they can expect to have trouble on their borders, especially on the northern border with Hezbollah. There are thousands and thousands of rockets in the Bekaa Valley in Lebanon that can be quickly moved to the border with Israel and fired into Israel. And we have to keep in mind that at its narrowest point, Israel's 9 miles wide. And in its major population centers, between the Jordan River and the Mediterranean Sea, it's probably between 40 and 50 miles wide. So it's a tiny country, it's easy to hit, and it's without help and without support from people like the United States, Americans, they really are isolated, and we need to help them, but it's going to be very intense, and it's going to be, they can expect to be attacked by Iran and by its allies and these surrounding groups.
Here, the problem that we've got is the White House is tepid at best on this. Let me play for you number 13. This was a statement from President Obama in February about how he's trying to resolve the situation. Take a listen to number 13.
My goal is to try to resolve this diplomatically, mainly because the only way over the long term we can assure Iran doesn't get a nuclear weapon is by getting them to understand it's not in their interest.
Okay, well, they don't understand that it's not in their interest, Mr. President. And Ehud Barak, the Prime Minister of Israel, had a very very short, quick, responsive statement to this kind of analysis. Take a listen.
Later is too late.
Later is too late. Time is running out here, and that's the problem. Folks, Jordan's going to be taking some phone calls as well on his broadcast, so keep calling at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110 now. I want you to take direct action, folks, because we're at a critical stage here. We want to support Israel. They may need to take preemptive action. We've already done the legal analysis, but we want to be backed by 75,000 to 100,000 American citizens. You can go to ACLJ.org right now. That's ACLJ.org and sign on to this petition, or you can call us at 1-877-989-2255. We're deploying some of our team to Israel right now. So, folks, we've got an office in Jerusalem. We don't just talk about these issues. We are taking direct action. So, ACLJ.org, that's ACLJ.org, or 1-877-989-2255. Now, you're signing on to this petition that's going to the president, but we're also sending it to government officials in Israel so they know that we're standing with them. So it's critical that we hear from you. So ACLJ.org, or you go to your phones right now. We bless, God says, I'll bless those that bless thee, curse those that curse thee. We need to stand with Israel for our own interest as well as the spiritual commands. 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. You can also go to ACLJ.org and sign online.
If you've previously listened to the full hour of Jay's broadcast, now beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, you can listen to the new Jordan Sekulow Show. Jordan Sekulow provides insightful analysis and interviews with top newsmakers, live from Washington, D.C. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 Eastern. Find out how you can listen to the show online at www.jordansekulow.com. And if you're interested in carrying this new program on your station or network, contact the Jordan Sekulow Show via email, info@sekulow.com.